expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
As I look up at the sky, my mind starts tripping, a tear drops my eye. My body temperature falls, I'm shaking, and they breaking, trying to save the dough. Pumping on my chest and I'm screaming, I stop breathing, I see demons. Dear God, I wonder can you save me? I can't die, my boo-boo's about to have my baby. I think it's too late for praying, hold up. Her voice spoke to me and it slowly started saying,
bring your lifestyle to me, you'll make it better.
And how long will I live?
Eternal life and forever.
Oh, will I be the G that I was?
I make your life better than you can imagine or even dreamed of. So relax yourself, let me take control. Close your eyes, my soul.
My eyes are closed. My coma. I got my mama and my daddy and my homies in my corner. It's gonna take a miracle, like say, for me to walk again and talk again. But anyway, I get running some keys to get back on my feet. And everything that thing that there came to reality. Living like a baller low, I'm having money, walk again and talk again. But smoke, I bought my mama a Venus, my boo-boo a Jag. And now I'm rolling in the nitrous, A.L. Dope, right?
Just remember who changed your mind, cause when you start set tripping back.
Ride for you, baby boo, agree, proceed to smoke. Never have a want, never have a need. They say I'm greedy, but I still want more, cause my eyes want a journey some more. Fill it up,
check it out.
Murder was the case that they gave me. Murder was the case that they gave me. Murder was the case that they gave me. No more Nido, gin and juice. I'm on my way to Chino, rolling on the Great Goose, shackled from head to toe. 25 with the SL, with nowhere to get, so I know it. From the other side, recognize my face, cause it's the OG, Digo double G, LBC. Man, doggin', cause I don't care. Red jumpsuit with two braids in my head. I'll pop there as I enter the center. They send me to a level 3 yard. That's where I stay late night. I hear two rushes scraping on the floor. Put that on they shanks, just in case the war pops off. Cause you can't tell what's next. My little homie, baby boo, he took a pencil in his neck. And he probably won't make it to C-22. I put that on my mama, I'm gonna ride for you, baby boo.
Yo, what's up, Twin Cities? Welcome back. Another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. I am JSE, the Navigator, joined by my man, 50 Grand, B. Buckner. The Don Data is in the house. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm hanging out, man. Hanging out with the one and the only, the JSE, the Navigator. Taking us through another Monday. Drive time.
Drive time. Yes, man. Drive time. Fall is just trying to catch up, right? It's trying to you know, that little extended summer that we experienced. I loved it, but, you know, it feels like it's coming to an end. It's, you know, we'll see. We'll see. The Asian beetle population is, like, on high, you know. Running high, but we will see what the new season brings. Again, welcome Twin Cities to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. We're going to be traveling, journeying through, celebrating Snoop Dogg. Snoop D-O-double-G had a birthday recently, also Eminem, so we'll feature those artists tonight on our track list. No Kings. Rallies all over the country. It was like 2,700 rallies in all 50 states, numbers, and then what they say, these people are deranged. What's wrong with them? I mean, the response was crazy. But folks showed up and showed out. Got a chance to march in a parade for a bit yesterday. Downtown Minneapolis was full. A lot of people pushing back against tyranny. That's what you do. You got to show up.
That's what you got to show out in this society, this thing called America, and this process called democracy. You know, it, as Dr. Franklin said so long ago, it's a democracy if you can keep it. And you got to be able to fight for it. And the reality is that we do not have kings, and that get us into trouble. And there's a lot going on in the world. A lot going on in the world.
There is. There is. Yeah, for sure.
No. Thank you for everybody who showed up and showed out. And it was a little bit of everybody. Was it Democrats? Sure. But there were Republicans out there. Uh-huh. There were independents out there. There were people who don't care about either party. Mm-hmm. People are just showing up saying, you know what, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we're going.
Like turn the government back on, you know. What's up?
Turn the government back. turn the government back on. But also remember, you know, don't try to build a ballroom while you have the government shut down. This, you know that the president has now initiated the development of a ballroom, which is 90,000 square feet, which is actually larger than the footprint of the White House.
Mm.
Started that project today with the government shutdown.
Well, tore down the Rose Garden already, right? Rose Garden.
Turned down the Rose Garden. No. He's tearing down the East Wing, part of the East Wing, in order to make it happen. Mm-hmm. When he said, I'm not going to touch the building. But went ahead and touched the building. You may not like certain outcomes and all that kind of stuff, but you just have to just look at what's going on. Do you need a ballroom? Or do you need your benefits? You know, your health care, you know, SNAP on November 1st is gone. You know, from the federal standpoint, which is going to put pressure on all of us. That's where we're at.
Man, we're in crazy times. For sure.
Crazy.
For sure.
You know what was crazy? That dang result yesterday at the Viking game now.
Man, dude, I was downtown on Saturday, you know, to check out the No Kings rally. They had them in downtown Minneapolis, St. Paul, Duluth, Mankato, a little everywhere. St. Cloud, they were showing out all over the state, showing up and showing out. But I saw some of those Philly fans, man.
Were they out there with y'all?
I saw them. You know, they were subtle. They had their little gear. I mean, they're the Super Bowl champs, right? So they walked through strutting. Those suckers, man. Listen, they didn't win Super Bowls for a long time. They act like they've been, you know, dominating the scene forever. You know, they were just like others. You know, it took them forever to win the big dance. But anyway, we handled ourselves at the end of the day. Those two interceptions. Right.
We handled ourselves. The pick six, well-designed blitz, you know, I mean, bad scheme up front, blocking and protecting Wilms. But the PPOR, you know, for those who used to play football back in the day, when you just throw the ball up in the air and wherever
it
landed,
there,
that was where the punt. Man, he chucked it up there like, you know, PPOR. And
yep.
I'm like, dude, really?
Those are bad. And then I'll have to say, you know, Harrison Smith, we know that he has some injuries. He's getting up there in years. Still a core member of that defense. But there were some chuck it up there dog type bombs that were thrown where players were caught off guard. I think Metellus was caught trying to hold on to Brown on the sideline. That was just a bad bad coverage scheme, right, at the end of the day. But a couple of those were way too easy. And then, of course, you know, the offensive line of Philly, you got to give them their propers. But, you know, anyone in the NFL who's getting 5 seconds of protection.
Four or five.
6 or 7, whatever. It was way more than three. Let's just say that, right?
My man was sitting back there. He had lunch, called a couple people while he was back there.
He didn't even have to run, right? He didn't have, he's on my fantasy squad. So, of course, I'm looking at him like, yo, what you doing? Are you going to run? What you going to do, Jalen Hurts? But had three bombs, when you think about it, though, with the exception of the kind of crossing pattern near the end zone, those were all run after the catch, yards after the catch for like 30, 40 yards where a simple route, and those were simple routes. So it was there were times where the Vikes were competitive. They slowed them down. But when Philly, it seemed like when Philly wanted to turn on the gas, they were able to do it. And the other thing is, it didn't seem like they had great fear for coming into U.S. Bank, right? For whatever reason, they felt comfortable coming off a real poor showing against the Giants, where they were manhandled, right? For their first loss.
Yes.
I think it was wasn't that the first loss of the season for them? Was that right?
No, that was second loss.
That was the second loss. You're right. That's right, because they lost two in a row. But they came in with championship swagger. Even though there were, there's good scheme, I thought we had some folks that were back in the mix. Carson Wentz, sometimes not. Clearly on those two interceptions. He threw some good balls.
I'm going to take him over the rookie, though.
I might be with you over the second year. J.J. McCarthy, maybe he's not ready. We put him back in the oven. He may not be ready. Addison had a great game. 11 catches? No TDs. Did Hockenson catch one, or did he drop one in the end zone? Is that right? I'm trying to remember played out. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, it was a bad – it wasn't even a bad drop. It was a great attempt to get to the ball and just couldn't complete the catch. And, with the NFL rules, what's a catch? I mean, at the end of the day. But,
It did seem like a catch to me. And then the last thing before I end my comments – I'm in line with Terry Bradshaw, who says some crazy stuff, so I ain't always in line. He said that was not a holding call, and I tend to agree with him. It looked like the defender fell. He wasn't pushed down, and so how do you call that holding in today's NFL, where there could be a holding call on every play? Right.
Exactly.
Clearly, it was not malicious or anything. If anything, it should have been a no call. Right.
No call.
Yeah. So but, we still didn't do what was necessary to get it done. Did we play terribly? No, but we didn't play championship football. And that's what you need to do when you go up against the world champs. Right.
So got knocked the champs
out. That's my takeaway.
Addison, you called it out, 11 catches, but can we get JJ some more catches? Can we just throw the ball to him? It's nice. He had five. He had five for like 70-something.
Yeah. I mean, there are a couple that missed. I mean, they had some pretty strong double teams on him. But when you look at some other teams, and I don't know, I mean, we got Kevin O'Connell. He's been here for a few years now. But it's weird to me that some coaches, even when – it's a new regime, do some of the same things the play calling that's conservative, or I see a bunch of other teams who have their top receivers or their top players. They put them out in space. They create opportunities for them to make a play. Right. And on the few times when they did that, there was a a bit of, I think it was a screen that gave JJ, I mean, you could see his quickness because he outran the tackle and almost outran the second tackle and was deep in the secondary before he was stopped. Yeah. So you got to put him in space, do some more creative things. Still, the offensive line feels like a bit of a patchwork for an offensive line that was supposed to be greatly improved over last year. So anyway, we are being armchair quarterbacks, but we love them when we love them, right? We give them their credit and their props when they do their thing. So, you know, they have to listen to a little criticism today. So,
well, just it is just the reality. But I will say about the line, three of the five members, if I'm not mistaken, are on IR. I mean, so it's patchwork still, and it's okay. I mean, they did their best. We got to the red zone six times, scored five touchdowns. Scored five field goals, one, but only converted one touchdown yesterday, and that's the issue. I mean, it wasn't like we weren't moving the ball. We moved the ball pretty easily on Philadelphia. I mean, with the exception of the pretty poor passes. But other than that, I mean, if we convert on just two more of those field goals, we're basically at the 20 yard line. All of a sudden, you know, ball goes over the head of a 6'4" quarterback. You know, now we're fourth and 32, and we still hit the field goal. That tells you that, you know, we were our own worst enemy. That's all it was yesterday. And even with the defensive lapses, I'll call them, you know, the seam pass down, literally down the seam, down the hash marks to A.J. Brown, you know, to kind of seal the deal. You know, there's just little technical things that if you clean them up, you know, and again, it's Philadelphia. We not only were going toe-to-toe, we were actually controlling and just couldn't finish the job. And, you know, short week. We got to go to a place that we don't play well. We play L.A. this week, and we don't play well in L.A.
That's right. I think it is time for us to rename our show Beats, Rhymes, Democracy, and Sports. With that, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy, and Sometimes Sports here on KFAI, here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net, Fresh Air Community Radio. We'll be right back, y'all.
Of the legal double G.
Snoop Dogg.
Da, 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 da. You know I'm mobbing with the D-R-E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who's back up in this.
What?
Stop this. Yeah. Stop, Snoop.
Top dog, by the mark. Burn it. DPGC, my turn it. CPT, LBC. Yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Look. Yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my when she got in the back door. Looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this just a swinging mic. Quit talking, walk if you're down with the sick. Take a with some and take this on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your get cracked, jet your trap, come back, get back. That's the part of success. If you believe in the X, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the D-R-E.
Dr. Drake.
You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off the CBT. King of the beach, you ride to him in your...
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting Scarloween with Space Monkey Mafia at the Turf Club, Friday, October 31st. Like a Frankenstein's monster of music, Space Monkey Mafia stitches together punk, metal, swing, and rock, and then brings it to life with a healthy jolt of ska. They're touring with their latest release, Death of the Party. Opening the show are Alien Book Club, The Prize Fighters, The Vaughn Tramps, and Marlos Passos. More information about Scarloween with Space Monkey Mafia at the Turf Club is available at first-avenue.com.
Now she's sick. She better lay low. Be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang. Better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Lay low, nobody move until I say so. Limo tent rolling deep like the president. See, I don't go to clubs, I never chase a. I'm here to bang that gangster to the apocalypse. We call it stress, some of y'all call it chocolate. Return of the top dog, it ain't no stopping this. Whatever the case, I ain't trying to catch it. Lay low, blow big dope and slang records. Unseen but well heard, do not disturb. The only reason you alive, cause I ain't sent a word. I flip faster than birds, Snoop Dogg will emerge from the smoke and go low, you shouldn't provoke. I bring the worst from the LBC. Smash motherfucker. Thinking they gon' smash on me. Snoop and Dre give a f*** about what y'all say. From the world's most dangerous group, N.W.A.
I rise, it was no surprise. I always knew these fools would trip. Hate, faking, scheming on mine and on the download talk. Best move, cause I refuse to lose no matter which damn road I choose. So lay low, cause you might be bruised. Top story on the evening news. I ain't for games. So if you wanna play, I'm lay low. Lay down on the floor.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Senate RIP shout out in the heavens to Nate Dogg. A loss there. Nate Dogg was dope. I'm going to give a shout out to the new chairman of the Boys Fort Band of Ojibwe, who got some Long Beach ties. Chairman Carlos Hernandez, we'll have to connect at some point. Maybe we'll have him on the show down the road, but we were able to cross paths, and he told me a little bit of what life was like growing up in Long Beach, you know, back in the day with Snoop and the crew and the whole California Dr. Dre led, you know, hip hop history there. So, shout out to the chairman. Yes. Where were we at, B? Plug us back in. Realign us, brother.
We were talking sports.
That's right. We were talking.
We're talking sports. Yeah, we're just talking about upcoming week. Vikings going to L.A. Tough place to play, but that's okay. And
the Chargers ran into a buzzsaw yesterday, though. So
well, the Chargers had some ugly uniforms yesterday.
You didn't like the yellow. That was I like the throwback. No, you didn't like the throwback.
They look like Big Bird's Big Bird's little cousin. That was ridiculous.
It was all yellow like there. Man, I wish they threw. My boy did all right. What's his name? Johnson is the running back. Fantasy football, of course. We're not done talking football.
Yeah.
But man, you know who's still killing it and doing it is Keenan Allen.
Talking
about possession receiver. But they were, you know, these Indianapolis Colts, speaking of the Vikings, and Daniel Jones, who we never had a chance to see what he had.
Danny Dimes has become making millions.
Has become the most improved player in the entire league, dropping dimes. We never had a chance to see him. We got him for dimes, nickels, maybe.
We really got him for $1 million.
And so I don't know who, you know, we got the quarterback whisperer, but I don't know what happened there. Anyway, Indianapolis, they look like the real deal. So if anyone was wondering, they did definitely. It was a shootout, but not really. You know, they were
not really.
No. It was if it was a shootout, they were definitely outnumbered and outarmed. So it's interesting to see Indy, you know, back being relevant. It's been a while. We'll see how that plays out. Got a game tonight. Got, you know, we're right in the mix
here.
That's right. We'll see another quarterback who has resurrected his career and is doing amazing things, formidable, and, you know, showing that you can play NFL. You can play quarterback in the NFL. You don't have to be 6'5". You know, you could be 6'1" or 6 feet. However, however tall Baker Mayfield is, Baker Mayfield been killing it for Tampa Bay.
Baker,
I think Baker's they're on right now. I don't know the score. Maybe you can give us an update, B. But
now we'll give a little update.
Again, beats, rhymes, democracy,
and sometimes sports.
I think you can like scribble that in, or like that'll be written in.
That would be great at the end. Miguel, just give a little update on that one. Sports.
Give a little add on right there. Man, we may have to switch that up. At any rate, I did watch some of the games yesterday. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the most entertaining time of the year. One of the entertaining times of the year on the sports calendar. You got, you know, we're setting up for the World Series, like game seven
of the World Series tonight.
ALCS.
ALCS. Okay.
Toronto and Seattle. Yeah.
Okay.
ALCS. Toronto and Seattle. Okay. Yeah. And the World Series starts on Friday.
Okay.
I believe that will be an LA start. But the winner tonight goes to LA, I believe. Check that as well. You got the start of the basketball season starting tomorrow. And with the new network agreements and everything else, you can almost catch a game anywhere, you know, and probably even the Cartoon Channel. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
For real.
Yeah, I mean, literally, it's everywhere.
Real talk. It is. Every streaming service.
Can we talk
a little about the Gophers? The Wild started their season at the new Grand Casino Arena. Just a little plug there.
Grand Casino Arena.
But
playing right now.
But the Gophers, right, showing some life, getting ready to go into to face the Hawkeyes next week. Could be interesting.
We got the Hawkeyes, critical game.
Dispatched,
you know, Nebraska, I think, was overrated, to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
But that's
all
another
right.
discussion. Right. But we go to Iowa with a chance to actually make a significant run and potentially get to a New Year's Day game. I mean, we're just at that point right now. We still have Oregon to play, and we still have a pretty good Northwestern team to play in Wrigley. In Wrigley, special game on that one. But, you know, there's just this momentum that you see. The Frost, the women's hockey team. It's going to be starting up pretty soon. Update: Detroit 7, 0 over Tampa Bay.
I got a couple of players. Hopefully, Armand St. Brown was the guy with that 7 points or 6 points.
To confirm, yes, you got some points because it was Armand St. Brown. There you go.
So this is the whole thing
as we are trying to keep a little sanity in the world and everything else. We're going to do our part to keep you sane as we go through this very interesting moment in life in America. And that, you know, sometimes you need a little bit of a circus to get through the clown show that's going on.
The clown show is next level. We keep shooting boats out of the water near Venezuela. That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
What would we call it? What's the best way to call it? I wouldn't say unprovoked, but
you could stop them.
Drugs are a big issue. I have relative recently, a couple years ago now, fentanyl is real serious. I think that's a law enforcement issue here in the U.S. that needs to be figured out prevention, other programming dollars, like the dollars that are being cut within this current administration, within the big, beautiful bill, right? It's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Are you going to take care? You're going to take care of all the drugs via just blowing up the boats in Venezuela, or are we going to have them dollars, you know, into these prevention programs, and our law enforcement community to help stop the trafficking? Right. I mean, is that that's the solution?
Or we could build a ballroom. We can both build a ballroom and see if that stops it.
We're questioning the priorities, I guess, in a manner where, you know, we don't want to get the station in trouble. We don't want to be in trouble. El Boogie says, you know, don't go near the border. They might try to take you. I'll be like, yo, I got some people I can call on. But yeah, we're living in. I saw some pretty terrible things as ICE descended on Chicago and. Some went down in one of the communities, and they chased a young brother into the drugstore, and went in and harassed. Oh my God. Got the community in arms, and then they held that young kid, 16-year-old kid, claiming he was a terrorist or he was illegal in the country, and he was from Chicago. He wasn't illegal at all. Just a regular brother, who decided to mess with the ICE agents. And so don't take the law into your own hands. We're not into revolution yet, you know.
No.
But they held that kid for 7 hours. That's pretty sad. Along with the dehumanizing efforts all over the country, we clearly are in a tyrannical environment right now with the wheels completely off, and now the government's shut down, so there's even less accountability that will be taken here. So
I mean, it's just amazing when you kind of when you try to put some rational thought of around the idea of humanity, because I mean that's the lens I'm always going to look at it from, is that while we have shut the government down, we're building a ballroom, $200 million worth of a ballroom, even though it has been reported that it's been privately paid for. But I also still have a problem of private money literally going into the building of our greatest symbol of America, and its seat of power. And the office that holds that prestige and that power, but that we're chasing American citizens just because they may look different, or that we're calling out, the military, the National Guard against citizens because they're exercising their First Amendment. It's the first one on the,
Bill
on, the, on the bills, it's frustrating. It's absolutely just frustrating to see this belief that this is normal, and it's not normal. And even I'm hearing more and more from Republican friends that are, again, they won't say it publicly, but they definitely will admit privately. Yeah, I can't sign on to this. Well, okay. But you are signing on to it, you are condoning this activity. You're allowing for your side to continue to promote this affront against humanity. We are literally taking away health care to ensure that people have tax breaks. Mm. I mean, that's just remarkable.
I mean, from a lot of people. Not just a couple people, but millions.
Millions. You didn't pay your soldiers. You're struggling with paying your soldiers.
Yes. Then indicting, the rule of law completely out the window. Indictments of James Comey, Letitia James.
Went after your boy. Went after your own boy. What's his name again?
Bolton.
Bolton. Yes. John Bolton.
And then you hold on, do that, and then you let You pardoned George Santos, right?
And pardon George Santos.
So, I mean, it's laughable for, you know, that's how scary it is. You know, I think that's just the response is like, really? And there is nothing coming from that side of the aisle. Well, no pushback. I mean, outside of what you said, some folks, you know, holding their head low, but they're accepting this leadership at this time.
Can you swear in the representative from Arizona? You know, right? you talk about, you know,
the double standard is
and everything else.
Yeah. So, you know, the Epstein files that incriminate.
Man, don't even produce those things. We know what, there's enough out there that people can, you know, make their decision, because the courts aren't going to do anything about it in the first place, or the Congress is not going to do anything about it. When Marjorie Taylor Greene is now becoming the voice of reason in the country,
that is scary.
That's kind of, you know, you should be concerned. You should be concerned.
We are at another crossroads, folks. You better tune in. You better listen up. You know, what is that saying? When they came for me, when it came for my friend, I stood on the side. You know, I didn't speak up. When they came for my neighbor, I didn't speak up. You know, then pretty soon they're coming for you. So, but let's take a quick music break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio. We'll be right back.
Son, you know why you're the greatest alive?
Why, Dad?
Because you came out of my
Walk rap, bustle like an addict with a semi-automatic. Who done had it and he ready for anybody to buck back? Hold on, catch a vibe, ain't no way in hell we leaving nobody alive. Even suicide, no, fuck that. Bobby feeling villainous, he killing us. I'm coming for your man and his lady and even a baby. I'm feeling like I'm chicken, slim shady with rabies. I'm foaming at the mouth, ain't nobody taking me out. Every single rapper in the industry, yeah, they know what I'm about. And I dare you to test me, cause not a single one of you motherfuckers impressed me. And maybe that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I'm full of innovation. And I'm tired of all of this high school, he's cool, he's not rap shit. Can a single one of you even rap shit? No, this ain't a diss to the game, it's a gas to the flame. Nowadays, everybody sound the same shit slain. Like a moth to the flame, I'm a real man and killer. No, you feeling lyricism when I'm spilling it, I'm feeling myself. Yeah, yeah, Bobby Bull, he been feeling himself. Man's murder like this can't be good for my health. When I rap like this, do I sound like shit? Well, it don't really matter, cause I'm killing this shit. I'm killing this shit. Oh, yeah, I'm killing this shit. Bobby, how many times you been killing this shit? Find another rhyme, goddamn, ring it, shit. Walk rap, bustle like an addict with a semi-automatic. Who done had it and he ready for anybody to buck back? Hold on, catch a vibe, ain't no way in hell we leaving nobody alive. Even suicide, no. Walk that. Bobby feeling villainous, he killing us. I'm coming for your man and his lady and even a baby. I'm feeling like I'm chicken, slim shady. There's nowhere to hide. We call this the genocide. Hit them with that dude, and they die. We gon' leave them crucified. We call this the genocide. I got boots, I got rolls, I got rare designer clothes. No, we ain't fucking with that. Yeah, there's a time and a place, but if you ain't coming with the illness of raps, call it yourself the greatest alive, then you don't deserve to do that. No, no, oh, no, no, please do not do that. You gon' get smacked. You gon' make Bobby attack. You gon' make Bobby boy snap. You gon' make Bobby boy snap. Bobby boy. Walk rap, bustle like an addict with a semi-automatic. Who done had it and he ready for anybody to buck back? Go to catch a vibe, ain't no way in hell we leaving nobody alive. Even suicide, no, walk that. Bobby feeling villainous, he killing us. I'm coming for your man and his lady. And even a baby, I'm feeling like I'm chicken, slim shady.
Like Jay-Z, jiggas up, you walkers who didn't write anything. I'm getting washed like bathing, young hova. I know hitters like Yankees, gun toters to pull triggers like crazy. Unloaded, leave you shit up in your rover. Your body goes limping, slumps over like A-Rod in a month low, but he just homered. Hold up, I said rover because now your rover is red, like Red Rover, so you know what I meant. But I rode over my opponents instead, making dark sounds, cause I gotta keep breaking these bars down. I'll go slow for the spits, but when I go like the Doberman said, I still think the roof would go over your head. Beast mode, about to get hit with so many foul lines. You think I'm a free throw, figured it was about time for people to eat crow. You about to get outrhymed, how could I be dethroned? I stay on my toes like the repo, a behemoth in sheep clothes. From the east coast to the west, I'm the ethos and I'm the goat. Who the best? I don't gotta say a fucking thing though, cause I'm seasonal. But you don't wanna hear me spit the facts, your shit is ass like a tailbone. And you're trapped in your cell phone. I'm a chicken scratch on my self load. I don't wanna up and listen to you spit your rap someone else wrote. Used to get beat up by the big kids, used to let the big kids steal my big wheel. And I wouldn't do shit but just sit still. Now money's not a big deal, I'm rich, I wipe my ass with 6 mil. Big bills like a platypus, the caterpillars coming to get the cannabis. I'm looking for the smoke with you because it's scattering, battering everything. And I've had it with the inadequate man. I can see my dick standing stiff as a mannequin. And I'm bringing the banana back and the walking head banana, getting the handkerchief. And I'm thinking of bringing the fucking fingerless gloves back and not giving a singular fault like fuck rap. I sound like a fucking millionaire with a derringer with a hair trigger about the bear hook and fucking Terry.
Support for KFAI comes from the Hook and Ladder Theater and Lounge, presenting a double album release party from Kent Burnside and Mark Cameron, Friday, October 24th. First up is Kent Burnside, grandson of blues legend R.L. Burnside. Kent is continuing his grandpa's tradition with his first commercial album release, Hill Country Blood. Then, Mark Cameron takes the stage with his latest album, Blues Factory. More information about Kent Burnside and Mark Cameron's double album release party is available at thehookmpls.com.
Out of that poverty, profiting off of copping and swapping that property out for a possible monopoly. Trying not to adopt my father's old philosophies. Same time, I'm praying to God that everything works out at his colonoscopy. I'm walking across a suicidal tightrope intentionally. While the demons coming out of me, wifey's on the side of me talking sense into me. Without she, I feel incomplete mentally. She's been sent to me right there since 9-6. Worst nightmare to side chick. Some things are just meant to be. This it for me, give my daughters a kiss for me. Y'all call this fame, I call this shit alcoholistic infamy. Targeting my kids and babies through population and gun control. Shit make me wanna make 100 more, make a bigot racist uncomfortable. If y'all against talking reparation, then I'm not against the thought of separation. Why the politicians and the white and privilege act highs is different from segregation. That's funny, bro. Segregation is being told where I'm gonna go. Separation is being woke and going wherever I wanna go.
They were so dope. Yeah. Was a have not, cause my pockets didn't have knots. I was so broke. On my last rock for my slingshot, better haul arrow. There'll be no slowpoke. Through the tall grass, run your ass off. Yeah. Oh no, got your pants caught on the fence post getting chased. By them jack boys, niggas about the fuzz like a lint roll. Let it wait till it's late. They will tiptoe through your living room window. Take a Nintendo and then skate, making you feel like you got bent over. And little boy, you're never gonna get no rope chain. Get your shit stolen, your lips swole. I became bitter as I got a little bit older. My hate was making me get colder. Began to get a chip shoulder. Started to spit vogue on my zip code. I've been skid row, but I ate every single beats that I spit over the shithole I escaped. Then I began to explode, detonate. Now the east side went schizo. Thought my name was B-side cause they flipped over my tape. And I won't hesitate to get them all bent so out of shape. Yes. Whoa, hold up, wait. I just tripped over my cape. And I'm not gonna let her treat the paper like I'm chopping a letter. Dre, tell you I shred. So when you refer to the guy next to the document shredder. Now the cops wanna set up roadblocks on my header. Got several bounties from feds in every county. I'm with a gal at a checkers wilding. Bumping off the police while I'm fed her rallies. This shit is like romper room. Why do I feel responsible for these kids? All of whom I'm a father to. I'm a god to you. Y'all better worship the water. I walk on it. Y'all gonna meet your Waterloo. I get the flipping. The mic is a murder weapon. I'm popping an extra clip and couple shoot. Then I'm popping. Do not let me catch you slipping. I will pop up and I'll take a spot from you. I'll get to doing what a leaky faucet do. But I ain't talking drip when I say that I'll get the drop on you. Singing, I'm calling you in auto-tune. I am too volatile and too grisly to bear. Yeah, shit is getting to wear. I can barely even sit in a chair. I bust my ass for this shit and I swear. It ain't even worth dissing someone so offbeat that they can't even figure out where their words should hit the kick and the snare.
Alright, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, rhymes, and democracy. We celebrating the music of Calvin Brodus and Marshall Matthews. Mathers. Both Snoop Dogg and Eminem, products of Dr. Dre. Lest we forget, a guy who clearly has an ear for talent, been bringing bangers since the mid-80s with NWA till today, still putting out albums. You know, Dre saw the light We've heard the stories, you know, we heard the Chronic when it came out, we didn't know who's this young kid with these braids.
Who's this kid?
Who kind of looks like a Doberman, because, you know, they kind of morphed him one of them videos, right? Who's this kid? Right? Right after NWA and that whole thing with Eazy-E, he just, you know, Dre came out with some new flavor. And lo and behold, Snoop Dogg can sell anything. Snoop Dogg still killing it. Done been a reggae artist. Became really good friends with what's old girl's name who had the show, was in jail for a minute. What's her name? I'm forgetting. You know who I'm talking about. Come on, man. Come on.
Blanking right now.
Yes.
Give me a second. Keep going.
From that to, like, The Voice to the Super Bowl play-by-play dude, Snoop, marketing Snoop, got sneakers as Skechers. Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart had a show with Martha Stewart.
Both Snoop Dogg and Eminem are major marketing, you know, from a hip-hop standpoint. Slim Shady, Dr. Dre was the one. He heard those voices. He knew how to get the most out of their unique styles, different rap styles. You know, it took me a while to come on with M. You know, my cousin kept saying, ooh, look at this battle. You know, pretty soon, you know, hey, M may not show up. You know, it's like a white man can't jump from a hoop standpoint. Maybe you don't look the part, but M is lethal. You do not want to step to that cat wrong. He has assassinated many MCs lyrically. You know, those guys are some of the GOATs. So we celebrate them. You know, interesting as I look up some of these artists for playlists for the show. And whose birthdays are aligned? Like, sometimes it'll be artists from the same crew, right? Sometimes in August, sometimes, you know, it's just interesting how that works. But you know, hip hop, the journey's been interesting thus far, and it does keep getting better and better, because the old school artists were like, yo, we gonna come out, you know, they grandparents now. we gonna show the youngsters how to do it. I think DJ Premier and Nas got something that's brewing that's gonna be gonna drop soon. We already heard from Pete Rock and Common, and Nas been putting out album after album, like he was, you know, first getting signed, right? So hip-hop still alive and well 50 plus years later, and we doing it. That's why we do our thing, no matter what's going on in the world with the politics of our society. Hip-hop music is what, you know, kind of keeps us settled. And I like what Pete Lee, shout out to Pete Lee, I know he wasn't here today for Bob Street, Miguel, the whole crew, Nora, all the folks here at KFAI, thank y'all for holding it down. We're going through some challenging times as a society, but I'm glad we keep showing up and keep sharing perspective and continue to educate and entertain people here at this station. So
that's what we do. But we would be negligent in our responsibility to put a reminder out to everybody. And 2 weeks from today, I mean, 2 weeks from tomorrow, pretty big day in the metropolitan area, Minneapolis and St. Paul. It's time to get out to vote, y'all. Time to get out to vote. Y'all know what's going on. City of Minneapolis, City of St. Paul, what you doing? And other communities across the metropolitan area and across the state of Minnesota. It's time to cast your dreams. Put it out there. It's time to vote.
You can vote early.
Vote's still going on right now.
Yeah. You can vote early. You can vote early. Get out there. Go to the Secretary of State's website. It's real easy. Plug in your address. They'll give you the early voting locations in your neighborhood. Do your research. A lot of competing interests out there. Competing for votes. Municipal elections up and down the ballot. Make sure you get out and do your homework and cast that vote. There never has been a more important time to really delve in to our society and the politics and public policy reality of the day. So the best way to to make a change is get involved by and being informed is critical to making that change for sure.
That's right. That's right. And a lot's at stake. You know, yes, we can talk about all the stuff that's taking place at the federal level and everything. But if you don't take care of your backyard, you know, the people who deal with the issues of police, of your maintenance of your roads, trash, making sure that people are taken care of, you know, in your backyard. That's what this election is about. And again, we ain't for anybody, we ain't against anybody, but we're for you and making sure that your needs are taken care of as a resident, as a citizen of this community, Twin Cities community. And so, you know, again, we see what happens when you don't participate, you know, and elections are won on the margins. You know, just to remind everybody, 200,000 votes made the difference in the 2020 four election, 200,000 votes in basically four states that made the difference. So, and it made the difference in 2016 and also in 2000 and many other, every vote counts and everybody does matter. And regardless on what side you're on, it does not matter. We need to hear your voice and then stay with the process. So again, we must do our job here at Beats Rhymes Democracy and sometimes sports on KFAI.
As a little ring to it, I like it.
Yeah, you know, that's you know, we must evolve.
Yes.
We must evolve.
Yes.
And also keep sanity. But the reality is that do your job. Do your job as a citizen of this country, as a citizen of this state and cities. Cast your ballot and you can do it right away. And quite honestly, it doesn't take that long, but yes, do a little research on it as well. We don't care who you vote for. We just make sure that your voice is heard and heard properly. And we're going to go on from there. And Minnesota has some of the best as relates to election procedures as well. So
easy to vote.
Clear. It's easy to vote. Easy to and vote. Quite honestly, your vote's going to be count. Your vote's going to yes. count.
Same day voter registration. You don't have to declare a party.
Walk
I think these are nonpartisan elections that are up. Is that correct for the municipal races?
Each candidate can say what they are. They're not necessarily required, I believe, in the city of Minneapolis. I can't speak to St. Paul, Ralph DeHaan. But the reality is that, you know, if Big Bird was going up, you know, do some research on Big Bird.
That's
we
right.
don't care, you know. You know, our whole thing is that there's some serious races that are up, you know,
yeah.
in both Minneapolis and St. Paul. Mayor on both sides of the river, city council and city of Minneapolis, along with Board of Estimate and Taxation, Park Board. You know, making sure that the needs of your community is taken care of is critical. And if you've not been paying attention, you know, there's a lot at stake. And this is still the community that over 5 years ago, that we had the whole world was watching us and not for the right reasons. And so the question now is what do we want to do tomorrow and the next day and the next day? And so step on up, step on in, you know, as we ask, you know, for you to truly have your voice heard. Also tell a friend and tell a couple more friends and hell, tell a couple people you don't like, you know, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Let people know.
I think what I was getting to is, so this will be a general election as opposed to a primary election. So in a primary election, you do have to vote for one party. In this case, you know, you have the latitude to make your decisions in a different way. We do urge you to go do your homework, study up the candidates, hit them up. School board, Minneapolis, we've got school board.
No school board.
We have park board. Thank you. Thanks for the correction. Park board, the mayoral race is heated, well heated, you know, real interesting. That particular race, probably the most interesting. City of St. Paul, also interesting situation going over there.
Mm-hmm.
So do your homework. Every election is important. Make sure you show up, folks.
And show out. You know, go ahead. Just break some records on this one if you can. You know, don't even hesitate. Just go. If you need some help, Secretary of State's website and also City of Minneapolis and St. Paul have dedicated websites for their races. But remember, in Minneapolis and St. Paul, we have this thing called instant runoff voting or ranked choice voting. That it's just one election every year that we do in November. And, you know, you can. And even if you're conflicted about who you want to go, you can rank up to your three choices. So don't go in with the idea that I have to make a, you know, you can rank them and vote your heart with the first one, you know, vote with this is my backup plan. And then all of a sudden, if I got to hold my nose on the third one, that's okay too. But go ahead and put those ballots in the box this year and make sure your voice is heard. Minneapolis, too much at stake. St. Paul, too much at stake. You got to go ahead and say something about it.
So back to Snoop Dogg and Eminem. Snoop's birthday is actually today.
Word?
Yes. He's celebrating a birthday today. And Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Eminem, he had a birthday. Celebrated his birthday. I always thought that was interesting. Just play on words, but he was born on the 17th of October, 53 years old for M, and 54 years old for Snoop. So
wait a minute, can you imagine going to high school with Snoop and M?
Yeah, actually, I grew up on the way, so I can kind of imagine that. And I'm old enough.
Kind of like looking at the word. that's the generation. And be like looking. I'm like, oh man, that's that weird kid, Eminem. Man, he's trying to rap all the time.
He got bars. We didn't even say bars back in the day. It's interesting hip hop vernacular has evolved too. You know, either you could rap. Oh, he could rap. He could rap. You know, whoever that was. You know,
he is quiet though. You know, he makes me nervous, but he can rap.
Well, I'm just thinking, or you know, in my case, it was breakdancers. Breakdancers, the rappers came on. There were some rappers early, but we were more breakdancing as the art form was evolving. The DJs, more the DJs, you know, Travitron, LST, a couple other cats back in the day, cool. Southside, Northside, it was getting in, Smoking Delight, of course.
That's right.
But just think of those park parties that gave birth to the art form, you know, and everyone thought we was crazy.
Soul technicians. Stage one. What's going
stage
on with
one,
you?
Stage one. Yes. Oh, we didn't even mention Twin Cities Hip Hop Day, which was last week.
That's right.
I think last Tuesday. That was celebrated. Some folks that were inducted into the Twin Cities Hip Hop Hall of Fame. I think I can't remember exactly who was on that list. I do know Sam Soprano. Shout out to Sam Soprano, a.k.a. Sam Wells. Grew up in my neighborhood around the corner, was my cousin's homeboy. You know, just like Brother Jules, you know, in my neighborhood alone, within three or four blocks, we got Sam Soprano and Brother Jules. Brother Jules was rest in beats as well.
But
hip hop still kicking it, still alive. Artists still have some shows, open mics, people still getting in and freestyle. And I saw Crump dance lessons.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, yo, El Bug, let's go check this out. So anyway, hip hop is still going. We are still doing it, y'all. And we thank KFAI for giving us this chance on this platform to share our perspective and our knowledge and the history of hip hop and the folks that have been doing it here around the Twin Cities and elsewhere.
We can't thank y'all enough. And again, for everybody who did donate a couple weeks ago, thanks again for making the dreams come true. And as the navigator always says, keeping the mics and the lights on. But that's what it is, community coming together and creating this amazing, and as our people would say out there, this dope reality that we're going to go ahead and just keep pushing on. So I mean, that's all we got, man. This is, you know, we got football on right now. We got game 7 going on. But the beats continue on, JSE.
That's right.
So I know we're about to be out of here.
We're about of here. We'll see y'all next week. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. We'll be back next week, y'all. One
and
love.
Sometimes sports.
And sometimes sports. Up next, Health Notes.
Peace.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff,